Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm here in operations. This is Ken Graham. Looking at our official clock, it's the 9 o'clock Eastern update for Hurricane Michael. Let's take a look. We do have some changes from the last few hours, a little strengthening associated with the system. There's two aircraft in it as we speak, and they're starting to see these higher winds. As a result, we went to 100 miles an hour, so a Category 2 storm. And you're actually kind of looking at the structure on satellite, starting to see that more of the shape of a typical hurricane that you might recognize. So we expect that to keep on moving northward, and the Gulf of Mexico being warm and the atmosphere being conducive for more development. We do expect a stronger hurricane, even a possibility of a Cat 3 by the time we get to landfall. Looking at that forecast, you can see we're looking at during the day tomorrow when we start reaching the shore. But at the same time, you can't think of it as just the center point. You have to think about the arrival of those winds, what could happen even overnight tonight. So today's the day to get your preparations complete. Couple of things on this map that we really need to talk about. One of them is look at the size of the tropical storm force winds. They stretch about 195 miles away from the center. That means, again, not really looking at the cone, not really looking at the center or the track, looking at the swath of wind moving northward, and a major hurricane right there on the shore. But look with time. Even looking at overnight on Thursday, still a tropical storm over Georgia. And so you could see heavy rain, you can see these impacts, and if you put the wind on top of that, you can see some prolonged power outages anywhere from the Florida panhandle stretching into to Georgia, even South Carolina with time. So definitely time to be ready. And another way to illustrate it, I do want to show this map here. Really high probabilities of seeing those tropical storm force winds stretching into South Carolina. That's something that we need to look at. And look at these impacts here with the tropical storm force winds arriving tonight. So we need to wrap things up today. We need to be ready today. This is really anywhere in these areas, into southern Alabama, into the Florida panhandle. These areas really need to be ready throughout the day today. Rainfall is going to be an issue. You're looking at 6 to 10 inches of rain in the Florida panhandle, stretching northward into Georgia. So you got to be ready for that heavy rainfall, and also the storm surge is always a concern. This is a place on the Gulf of Mexico that's very vulnerable to storm surge. Just the shape of the coastline and a very shallow water near the coast. So the water really piles up quickly, 8 to 12 foot right there from Apalachicola over to Cedar Key, but not just right along the center and to the right. Look how far away. You could get 2 to 4 feet in some areas around the Tampa metro area, even Pensacola, 2 to 4 feet at times. So you need to be ready for that with time. And not just a coastal situation here. We can get some of the storm surge well inland. I mean, this is Occlokney Bay, and you get this river, Occlokney River. Look how this storm surge stretches well northward with the water coming out of its banks. So if you're in these areas, you need to not think just a coastal event here. It also can happen well inland, and that's what we're trying to really let people know along some of these rivers. So coupled with the rain, you really start compounding that situation. So you look at Panacea here. You see the storm surge and stretching up the bays as well. Even St. Marks, even Crawfordville, you see some of these areas with the water stretching in. Definitely going to have power outages, and you got to be ready for those power outages. Some of those could last 10 to 12 days, but at the same time, the water even starts stretching into these areas. So we need to be ready. Today's the day to be ready, and we'll keep updating you with time here from the National Hurricane Center.